You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, today I have Lauren McGoodwin on the line, and she's founder and CEO over at Career Contessa and also host of the Females Podcast. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So excited to talk to you today. I know you have a new book coming out later this year, and definitely want to get into that. Love helping authors promote their work. But before we get into that, let's get a little bit more into what you're doing over at Career Contessa first. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So Career Contessa has been around since 2013, and we are a career site that helps women, whether they're job searching, maybe trying to change careers, advance in their current position, access salary data. We're basically the one-stop resource for all things career moves for women.
Oh, that's awesome. And so what kind of, is there a particular niche or demographic that you work with more for women in terms of career opportunities, or is it kind of across the board, just to give the listeners a little bit of a feel for the content?
Yeah, that's a good question. So really, the audience we're mostly tailored for is women, but the age or the demographic, I would say, is women within the first like 10 to 15 years of their career. So usually people who have gotten that maybe like first or second job and realize like, hey, this is not exactly going the way I thought it was going to, they usually find us. And then they'll stick with us through that 10 to 15 years, really any major transitions, whether it's becoming a manager for the first time, whether it's, you know, opting out of the workforce and then wanting to go back into the workforce. Like I mentioned, career transitions, we're seeing a lot of activity around that and interest in that. And then we also we're the only career website that has an online salary database that's not only free, but we give you access to all of the salary data that is submitted in that free database. So women pretty much will come to us at this rate. And it's not just women, I should say, like 10% of our audience is men. We just tailor things for women. Comes to us at any point in their career, but definitely that 10 to 15 year mark is within that time frame is where we see the most of our audience coming from.
What are some of the, you named a couple, just to go a little bit deeper, what are some of the, some of the common challenges for this, for that age demographic and group? Because you're very specific. That's why I asked you, like, what demographic, what you were focusing on, because I know sometimes we people stereotype, they're like, oh, well, it's the same for women, it's career, and then you got these different things, and you kind of lump everyone in one section, so to speak, but we know that's not true, because everybody's going to have different challenges at different points in their career. What are some of those, like, challenges that you would argue some of the content in there helps your users overcome?
Yeah, I mean, job search is a really popular one. Some of our users, maybe the last time they searched for a job was they showed up to a career fair on campus. They haven't actually even ever had to search for a job before. Sometimes, like, they are trying to advocate for a promotion. I mean, a lot of the women who are coming to our site, they're super ambitious. They're well-educated. They've got good jobs. And so they're navigating the workforce like a lot of people. Sometimes it's, I have a boss that I don't agree with. How can I communicate better with them? A lot of interpersonal challenges in the workplace. It could be having a passive-aggressive coworker. So I always try to describe it as like there's kind of the person who has the challenge of trying to get the job, and their full focus is resumes, interviewing, you know, post-interview steps. And then once they get it, which is great, then they fall into this whole other area of their career, which is dealing with the day-to-day. And so, you know, we're trying to obviously be a resource for you, so that when you get to that day-to-day place, not just the job search, which what I found online, because I was a recruiter before I was running Career Contessa, is that we put so many resources whether you're a company or an individual, it's all about getting the job, you know, hiring somebody, hire, hire, hire. But then what happens when people are there at work? Where's the support for us in the day-to-day? As a recruiter, I found it really frustrating that we would like, we would basically continue to have to recruit the same type of role. And for me, that was like, hey, why are we not looking deeper into this and saying, hey, what's the management style happening? What's the leadership? Are we providing leadership training? And a lot of companies are not providing any sort of career development once you're there. It's really, you know, you, you know, navigating the office politics or the waters, or it depends on who your boss is. And if they just happen to be somebody who's interested in leadership, a lot of people aren't. So they just kind of throw their own style out there and hope that you adapt to it. So there's really two main challenges. There's people who actively want a new job, and then there's people who are just trying to figure out how to work through the day-to-day, which, as you know, showing up to an office place, sometimes it's, you know, related to, I don't know, like time off, or sometimes it's related to productivity, and sometimes it's related to how do you actually run, like we just did a webinar this week about how to run an online meeting, which is a whole other bag of tricks when you're a manager, is now you're trying to keep people engaged through video conferencing and the technology related to that. So one of the other things that we focus a lot on Career Contessa is teaching people skills. So, you know, there's a lot of places you can go on the internet to learn coding skills, but what about leadership skills? What about communication skills? What about overall business skills, those interpersonal skills? So we also have a whole library of online courses that really focuses on those three areas, communication, leadership, and business.
Let's get into your podcast. I mean, I love introducing new podcasts to my guests. Tell us a little bit more about it, please.
Yeah, so the podcast is really an extension of all the topics we're talking about on Career Contessa on a day-to-day basis, obviously through an audio medium. So the podcast is called The Females. It's spelled F-E-M-A-I-L-S. So we tried to get clever and really mix the word female and email, since it's a podcast that's about women and work. And we interview really interesting people, maybe not necessarily like the biggest names, but people who are experts in their field, to talk about a variety of topics. We just had one a few weeks ago about, she wrote a book called The Likeability Trap and how women actually suffer from this likeability double standard. So we're always talking about topics that you know exist, and then also topics that maybe you kind of have an inkling that they exist, but no one's ever given you the name, which is like the word, you know, talking about likability. But we might also talk about burnout and the types of burnout, and interview experts who literally study burnout, which we're all aware of burnout, but what does that actually mean at work? What, you know, and I think sometimes there are terms that get thrown around a lot. So, yeah, the podcast is something I do with the team. We interview other experts, and it's really an ongoing conversation about how you can build a career on your terms. And I think that what we've ultimately found to be really successful for what makes people fulfilled in their career is that this is something where they're kind of constantly thinking about it. I always say it's kind of like when you're trying to lose weight, they tell you it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. You know, it's kind of the same thing with your career. If you want to make progress in your career, it can't be something that you only work on or think about when something doesn't go right at work. And so the podcast is hopefully a fun way to kind of have some weekly career development / coaching in your ears, I guess.
And that is awesome. Lastly, let's get into this book. Yeah, you are a busy, busy woman, Laura. So
yeah.
Let's get into this book coming out later this year. I don't know how you do it. So Power Moves. Tell us more about this, please.
Yeah, so Power Moves is a book that teaches women how they can pivot, reboot, and build a career of purpose. You know, after running Career Contessa for over 6 years and interviewing thousands of women and talking to tons of women and recognizing, hey, what are the biggest kind of career blocks that people are up against, or where do people get the most stuck in their career? And then being on the flip side, I get to study careers and fulfilling careers all day, every day. I really wanted to create really, you know, a guidebook or an actionable handbook that women could use in the workforce to help them overcome whatever stuck or career block they're up against. I think, you know, what we know absolutely about careers is that they're always going to be changing. So how can you make sure that your mindset and your skills and all the things that you need are what I call in your toolkit? How can you make sure that your toolkit or your foundation of skills is in a really good place so that you can pivot, reboot, and build your career? And those skills, I like to call them power moves. They're all things. Power moves are not just like one thing necessarily, but they all lead to helping you build a fulfilling career on your terms. And so, kind of giving people a really actionable guide. It's, you know, at the end of the day, this is the book that I wish I had had when I was feeling lost in my career. And I felt like the only resources out there were very heavy on like, here's how, you know, what color is my parachute, which was awesome, but I had no idea how to actually apply that to my life. Or it was like, here's how to find a job and make a resume and go out and interview. And there's so many other parts of a job that you have to know. And especially having been on the other side of the hiring table, the recruiter, I know that, you know, if you came up to me and you said, oh, you guys, you know, when I worked at Hulu and I was a recruiter, people would say, oh, what are you guys looking for? And it's like, well, what are you looking for? And I think that's sort of the flip side of the conversation that us, as you know, people who work for organizations need to start thinking a lot more about, because that's actually how we're going to get unstuck in any career dilemma that we're having. So Power Moves is really, like I said, the guidebook that is really actionable, has real life stories and examples that women can use.
Man, that's awesome. So Lauren, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information on Career Contessa or your book coming out or the podcast, I mean, what's the best way for them to follow and to connect?
Yeah, so the best place to follow and connect is on our website, www.careercontessa.com. And then we're on every social platform you can think of, and it's at Career Contessa. And we're really active on Instagram, so that's probably the best social platform. But yeah, the website and Instagram, those are the best spots.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, hey, Lauren, it's been a pleasure having you on this show, and love all the great work you're doing over at Career Contessa to help your audience, and of course the podcast and the book. When that book does come out later this year, you're going to have to follow back up with us. Happy to have you back on to reintroduce the book and do a more in-depth interview on that once it's live. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, subscribe to the podcast, leave me review on the Apple iTunes, and if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the comment section on the video. Love to hear what you thought and what kind of projects you're working on. And Lauren, thanks again for coming on the show.